And for more, we turn now to News and Notes regular sports commentator William Roden. When he's not helping us out, Bill writes about sports for the New York Times. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. First off, do you agree with Lance Williams that Barry Bonds should bear the brunt of the steroid scrutiny because he's the home run king?
Not really. I sort of go back to the Curtis Mayfield record. If there's a hell below, we're all going to go. You know, and that's kind of how I get. If it's a steroid era, I think that there were people who threw the ball to him, who caught the ball, who fielded the ball. You know, there was a whole ring, and I think that what baseball needs, and maybe that's what the Mitchell Commission will give us, is what South Africa had. You know, the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, where we look at the whole thing, how it started, who was in it, and I think at that point, because it's not really. People want to make this a Barry Bonds issue. And by the way, Game of Shadows was a great book. I think it was a benchmark book. It was a wonderful, it was a wonderful tribute. I kind of laugh. I wrote a book called $40 Million Slaves, which is the rise and fall of redemption of black athletes. And what it kind of the other side of that. And it sort of takes a guy like Jack Johnson, Major Taylor, Black Stars. You know, doesn't matter who you are. That if you get too big, the posse is going to come after you. And if you don't back down, they're going to get you. Doesn't matter whether you're a great guy, an awful guy, you know, watch your step.
So you're saying that Barry Bonds may be being treated differently than somebody like Mark McGwire, for instance.
Well, I think the problem is that whenever you get into these discussions about Bonds, you don't get to go too long without somebody saying, and also his personality. He did this. He's a jerk. He cheated on his wife. You know, there's a lot of personal stuff here. He tread on a lot of media egos by basically saying, listen, these are my rules. You go by it, you abide by my rules, or there's no music. And he didn't really endear himself to people. He could have shucked and jived and smiled and grinned. And I think that if he would have done all that kind of stuff and done the stuff that athletes are expected to do, and particularly black athletes are expected to do, he probably would not have been crucified as much. He would have taken a little bit of the edge off of it. And anybody says it's not true is lying.
Well, let's pull this out just a little bit, because steroids aren't just baseball's problem, are they?
Well, steroids is a societal problem, and it's a problem throughout sports. Now, you know, probably tennis. I was covering the Olympics a while back, and even in riflery.
Riflery?
Yeah, some people were accusing some shooters of taking a drug that kind of slowed your heart down.
Well, that seems a little strange to me, but what are the steroid policies like in other sports, in riflery and anything else?
Well, I mean, Olympic drug testing tends to be pretty stringent, and a lot of people say it's sort of the model. It's very rigorous. In fact, I think they even test for, or they're developing to test for human growth hormones. They're testing, the Olympic testing is sort of a model. Major League Baseball and football try to aspire to it, but nobody tests for human growth hormones. And that's sort of the next thing. So Olympic testing tends to be pretty rigorous. But, you know, the thing that's so interesting about this, and this kind of goes a little off the point, but we live in a performance enhancement culture. And frankly, I'm not one of those reporters who really feels very passionate about it. I'm not offended by this kind of stuff, because all around it, you know, you look at the commercials for sexual performance. I mean, steroids and performance enhancement is kind of everywhere. It permeates our society. And I guess to the extent that sports is this kind of idyllic thing and it's supposed to be purer than the driven snow, I guess people's sensibilities are offended when someone is perceived to have broken the rules.
It sounds like you're saying, though, that it's not all that unusual for us to be, for steroids to be such a force throughout the sports world at this time. Then.
It's not, and I think that we're making great strides to make sure the people, particularly kids, don't injure themselves using steroids. And I'm all for that. I mean, I'm all for policing it mm-hmm. and making sure that, people, particularly athletes, competitive athletes, will basically kill themselves to get an edge. And so, sure, we've got to do things that protect athletes, but I think relative to this Bonds thing, and again, you know, who knows? He may be indicted. He could be indicted for perjury. This is not over, but
it's not over, as you say, and we'll have to wait and see what happens. Well, Bill, I'm going to have to stop you there. We're going to be talking much more about this, I'm sure. So, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bill Roden writes about sports for the New York Times. He's also the author of $40 Million Slaves: The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete.